Welcome back to Ravendale Oval. We've got both sides, Western Air and Eastern Air, warming up out on Ravendale Oval in preparation for this final regular round match of the 2022 Kinloe Cup. For Western Air, the equation is very simple. Win and in. If you don't, then we're going to have to break out the calculator and the abacus and the sundial, and what else can we break out?
No, that's probably enough.
Okay.
What about a slide rule?
Okay, well, yeah, the side rule as well. So it's very simple. If Western Air win, it's Western Air versus Lincoln Districts in the grand final. And if Eastern Air can spring the results, then we're going to have to wait and see exactly what happens with the numbers. But we do know Lincoln Districts are in, and they won in the most dramatic of circumstances.
After it was like the day that they said Kingston Town can't win. Well, I said... Lincoln District could win, and what happened? They kicked two goals in about 30 seconds.
And I did call it, not necessarily that Lincoln Districts would come back, but as I said, if we write you off, you are right in the contest, and that's exactly what Lincoln Districts
So who are we writing off in this game?
let's not go there. Let's just allow the players to decide who wins.
No, we've got to have a tip. You can't sit on the fence, mate.
After the regular round result for Eastern Air, Lincoln City got... absolutely hammered by Lincoln Districts and then went out and hammered Eastern Air, and Western Air just pipping Great Flinders at the post, so you've got to think that Western Air is going to be the favourite for this one.
Yep, that's the way I work it. And have we had a look at any team sheets, mate? Have we got any changes that you can see there on your list or not?
I haven't got any changes at the last check, but I'll go through them.
While you have a look there, I'll go through what I've got in the budget here. With the Western Air side, we've got Norman Boland, Nud Kelly, that's, I'm thinking how you say it, Cade Madigan, Josh Wallet, Jamira Ware, Wayne Hasseldine, Ronan Mack, this is the first time I've read these two, by the way, guys, Bradley Ashman, Tremaine Coleman, Nathan Skinner, Harrison Hammett, Chris Kultz, Monty Nichols, Campbell O'Brien, Willie Parkin, Jay Johns, Darcy Best, Fraser Gum, Jay Polkinghorne, Blake Gurney, Daryl Coleman, Lachlan Bezine, and Jack Dobbins.
That's exactly what is listed, except that it looks as though Nud Kelly is missing. He may have picked up an injury, but we'll wait and see exactly what does happen there. They are coached by Ben Polkinghorne.
They are.
The Eastern Air side, Aidan Turner, Ned Schubert, Max Seal, Daniel Bamman, Zach Big, Noah Ramsey, Ashton Hartwig, Reef Tomney, what a name, Reef, Bailey Matters, Jackson Allen, Thomas
Does Bailey
Turner,
matter?
Probably does. Baylon O'Brien, Kai Lewis, Seth Gregory, Harry Reynolds listed in the budget, appears to be missing at the moment, but we'll continue with that. Zane Crettenden, Lucas Boothby lining up in Guernsey 17, Kobe Dolling, Bailey Joseph, Jacob Ryan, Jake Mullen, Joey Leanett.
Have a look who they're coached by.
And a late addition is Harry Reynolds in Guernsey 25.
25,
They are coached by... guy doesn't really have much of a history around the Eastern Air, the Enright family, Mark Enright.
Mark Enright, that's Corey's brother. He's played a lot of footy up here and also coached, I think, Captain Coach Marble Range to a premiership here as well in the A grade.
Now, this is interesting because Cade Madigan has won the toss for Western Air. I'm not 100% certain what has gone on here because he did originally point to the northern end of Ravendale Oval and then he finished up pointing to the southern end. So I'm not exactly certain what the story is, but I do know that Western Air have definitely won the toss. Now, whether they've elected to run to the right or to the left of your radio dial, we will confirm that momentarily here at Ravendale as we look as though we might have had one or two last-minute changes to the roster for this last regular round match between Western Air and Eastern Air, Biebs.
All good as far as I've just been got from the... I think the EP selectors over there trying to pick an EP side. So I think, as far as I know, we've got everything correct.
Okay, I'm reliably informed that Ian Beebe is not in contention to coach the EP side, just quietly. But we'll wait and see exactly what does happen there. So Western Air emerging from their huddle. Eastern Air going back into their huddle just momentarily.
Before you go on, I did coach Lincoln City in two years for the Kinloe Cup, by the way.
Yes.
Way back in 75, 76.
That's why you're unavailable, because you still think that it's 1970s. You're losing Starter Blue. That's the Peeves way of coaching, apparently. So Western Air now moving into position. And once again, unfortunately, not quite sure what they've chosen. We will assume that they're going to run from left to right, because that was where they pointed first. So Western Air, I think, will be running from left to right on your radio dial towards the city end of Ravendale Oval.
Yep.
Eastern Air from right to left towards the Navigator College end of Ravendale Oval. Now, we said that we're not going to get into the whole mocking or tipping side of things, but I do know that we're both on Western Air to win this simply because of the results of the earlier
exactly
matches.
Right. Yep.
So, now, the players all in position and umpires just waiting for the all clear.
Umpire, we've got Brett Shannon and Rob Staunton are the two umpires, both from Lincoln. Rob Staunton, a very, very good umpire. He told me to say that.
you say it about Rob Staunton, but you won't say it about Quinn Dutschke.
Definitely not.
Very disappointing.
Quinn's got no idea.
Complete favouritism here. Very controversial
Definitely.
Comments on the sideline view. We do it all this afternoon thanks to our number one ticket holder, Macca's Port Lincoln, the home of local footy. Don't forget, you've got a Lincoln Surf MVP
I've got certainly got some things marked down so far.
Look good, keep warm with Lincoln Surf. Umpire with ball in hand, waiting for the all clear. Jack Dobbins lining up in ruck. And isn't he a big boy, Jack Dobbins? He could play A grade easily.
He probably does.
He's going to be lining up against Kobe Dolling, the Eastern Rangers junior, playing for Eastern Air. And we're waiting for an all clear for the umpire to get us underway here at Ravendale. Players just trying to keep warm, and the ball is in the air. So now we are underway. And umpire into the middle, and he throws it in the air. Tap out one there easily by Dobbins for Western Air. They decide to go on the attack very, very quickly. Left foot kick out to this left wing. Eastern Air going to get there first. Not a bad idea trying to bat it to advantage.
Holding
the ball.
Incorrect disposal.
Incorrect disposal. Okay, early call going the way of Eastern Air, and it's going to be Noah Ramsey kicking short, finding Ashton Hartwig. Hartwig urging his players to give him a lead going forward. Hartwig decides to go longer down this right wing to a contest, and it's batted away by Western Air. All looked a little high there.
Didn't have
and
it.
In fact, the umpire is going to call for a hold, and we're going to come back for a free going the way of Eastern Air, getting a little bit tangled up there, and the free kick going the way of Thomas Turner. Turner now looking. What are his options? He decides to go long into the contest. Misses everybody over the back. Are they going to be able to get there? Oh, doing well, Western Air to scramble back. Left foot kick. And now they're going to bring it away on their left wing. Western Air, they try and keep possession. It's a good kick. Oh, almost the mark taken. And Eastern Air going to bomb back in there with Seth Gregory. And it's away now. Western Air will have the opportunity to go down their right wing. In fact, they go closer to centre. Mark can't be taken. Probably should have taken that one. Did Kobe Dolling get a little bit of a shove in the back? Umpire says no. That's a big soccer off the ground.
Smart
towards
footy.
Centre right wing. Who's going to get there first? Looks as though it's Western Air. They've got lead runners. They've got plenty of momentum coming forward here. Can they take the mark? No. Ball bounces away from everybody. Everybody misses it. And now Eastern Air back with it, taken to ground. Umpire calls play on. Didn't get a correct disposal away. Western Air bombing into the forward line. Is the ball going to sit? Misses everybody. And now it's fumbled. And Eastern Air back with it. They're going to try and clear this one. And can they get it clear with Mullen? And no, it's going to be play on. And across the boundary line. And the umpire orders a throw in.
Okay, right forward pocket for the Western Air side. The ruckman going at it. I'm not sure. It's too far away to see the numbers even. Up they go. Comes down the ground. No, umpire's called a free kick. Or is he called a re-throw? No, what's he going to do? He's going to ball it up, is he? Yes, he's going to ball it up. Right half forward flank. Up they go now. Knocked by Western Air. Good tap. Comes into a danger position. First to it, Eastern Air. They picked up again now. Good handball out. They clear now. Up to the into the centre of the ground. A good clearing kick. But first to it's Western Air. Meets it beautifully. Looking for his teammate there. Can't find him. Out there, out the back is Madigan. Madigan, he's tackled strongly. Umpire said, no, umpire calls play on. Comes out. No, it doesn't. Back in the pack again. Knocked out by Eastern Air. Picked up, thrown on the boot quickly. Trying to clear it out wide. First of the ball will be Western Air. Runs over the ball. Gets now, picks it back up. Gets a handball. Umpire says, holding the ball. It'll be a free kick to the Eastern Air player now. Half-back flank. Goes into the centre-half forward position. In front, ball goes over the back. Socket off the ground by Eastern Air. First to it now will be the Western Air player. He picks it up. He gets the ball out. Good tackle. He gets it clear. Western Air pick up the ball and go back to the halfback play. In front, Western Air can't take the mark. Over the back there was Ashton Hartwig. He can't pick it up. He does. He's tackled strongly on that half-forward flank. for the Eastern Air side. And umpire Brett Shannon says, I'll ball it up here. That was going nowhere. Now the big ruckman there, that's Jack Dobbins. Western Air gets it down. First of the ball. Eastern Air grab it. Big Dobbins now gets it. Oh, he's a bit slow, lumbering. Gets the handball out. Onto the left foot, the Western Air player now. Goes over the back of the pack. Can't take it. Picked up beautifully by whoever. He's tackled, throws on his boot. In position now, the Western Air player. Oh, he's pushed out of the way. Umpire says, no worries, play on. Ball comes out now. It's right in the middle of the pack there. That's going to go nowhere. The umpire will ball it up. About 25 metres away from the Western Air goal.
Thought there was definitely a free kick for a push to be given there, but the umpire decided to call play on. Western Air win the tap out. Crumb picked up there by Eastern Air. They try to soccer off the ground. It shoots out to the side, and it's really going nowhere. It's just sort of drifting, and now Eastern Air get it. Hand pass is smothered. Western Air back onto it. Right foot across the goal, and it misses everything, and it'll be a last touch free going the way of Eastern Air. Fair bit of room here if they want to kick to space. No, they're going to slow it down, and Thomas Turner is going to go short and puts it onto the chest of Noah Ramsey. Ramsey deciding to go short again. Jacob Ryan, he should have taken the mark, didn't, and now he gets the hand pass away. Eastern Air playing on, and that's a good mark taken on the chest there, Thomas Turner. They're doing well, working this ball around. Eastern Air playing on, kicking to contest on the right wing. Western Air can't take the mark. Are they able to get the ball out of there? It eventually emerges. Now Eastern Air trying to get onto it. Madigan back there for Western Air has overrun it. Hand pass back. They can't take it. It's bobbling around. Eastern Air back with it. Can they get it out of the bottom of the pack? And almost laying an egg there. And Big shot coming in, held without the ball, and I think it's going to be a free going the way of Eastern Air. Yes, it is. Balon O'Brien going to take the free. Throws it on the right boot. Kicking to a contest. Western Air can't take the mark. And can they get the ball out of the contest? It's going to be wrapped up, and the umpire will order a ball up 45 metres from the northern goal here at Raymondale Oval. And tap down one by Eastern Air. Oh, big tackle put on. That was a good shot put on Ned Schubert. No chance of getting that ball out of the contest.
Madigan, a great tackle there. He's hard out of that young fella.
Umpire throws it in the air. Tap down one by Eastern Air. It goes forward and they can't pick it up cleanly. Eastern Air, they can't get the kick out. It's still bobbling around. Now Western Air can get it clear. They kick back into the centre square. Eastern Air back with it. Try and get the hand pass away. They do. And that's a booming kick off the right boot. Drifting into the goal square.
Great mark.
What a mark taken in the goal square. It was a great contest. Booming kick into the full forward line. And now taking it easy, just slotting it through, is Kobe Dolling from Eastern Rangers. And Eastern Air first score on their Curtis the Sales and Service scoreboard in this final regular round match of the 2022 Kinlow Cup. Curtis the Sales and Service scoreboard. It is Eastern Air one straight. Western Air yet to score.
Yeah, look, that was great attacking from the big fella there coming through the middle. I'm just trying to pick his number. That was number 11, Thomas Turner. He came through and big booming kick. And that was a great mark in the conditions by young Kobe Dolling. That was fantastic there. And that puts a bit of a dent in Western Air. They have had a fair bit of the footy but haven't been able to score. Now we've got Big Dobbins in ruck in the centre. He gets a tap down. Madigan can't quite take it. Goes into a pack. Western Air through, looks like Best. He gets the ball up to centre-half forward. Picked up by Western Air. Gets the handball over the top. Here's a chance of Western Air now. He has it. He's lined up. And I reckon he's got that one. And that's a quick reply from the Western Air side. And I'll just find this.
Norman Boland, I think.
Is it?
I think it's Norman Boland.
Okay. We'll give the... He's just sort of turning around there. But that was a good goal and a really quick reply by the Western Air side. And on the Curtis and Sales Service scoreboard, it's Western Air 1-6, Eastern Air 1-6.
We've played 7 minutes on the Icon Sports Port Lincoln time clock. Time to fit your team out with Icon Sports. Important goal there for Western Air. They couldn't allow Eastern Air to get too further clear.
No, exactly right. But that's a good result. They've had a lot of the footy. Umpire Shannon now in the middle.
Umpire to ball it up. Sends it in the air and tap out again. Won by Western Air comfortably there. Dobbins is a man mountain. And it's socket off the ground back into a contest. And the umpire will call mine. Will ball it up in the centre square once again. 1-6 apiece on the Curtis and Sales and Service scoreboard. Western and Eastern Air. Tap out one there by Western Air, and it crumbed nicely there. Eastern Air coming away with it. Jacob Ryan sends it forward. It misses everybody. Could have been a good opportunity there to go on the attack for two.
They run into each other.
They get in each other's road, Western Air. Now it shoots out to the side, and there's a holding free to be paid the way of Western Air.
And very lucky to get that one.
Yeah, free kick going to be taken by Fraser Gum. He throws it on the right boot. Going out to the right wing, and contest, there's no mark taken. So who gets it? Western Air, I think, is going to bat it to advantage, and they can't control the football. Eastern Air, that's a huge tackle. It's a sling tackle. Well, I don't know about that.
Umpire.
That I thought that was just a
good hard tackle.
Good hard tackle. Plenty of momentum in the tackle. Umpire calls play on. They're going to be pinned here. No, it's going to be play on. Western Air managed to lodge the ball loose, and now kicked into the forward line. Misses everybody. Going over the top. Bouncing, 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 and taken through for the rush behind Curtis' Sales and Service scoreboard. It's Eastern Air 1-1-7, Western Air 1-6. We've played 9 minutes on the Icon Sports clock.
Ball comes out now, looking for and finding, looks like Thomas Turner. Turner now goes long down centre wing. Goes over the back of the pack. Eastern Air in position here. Takes it one grab, gets it on. Oh, it's a scrub of sort of a kick there by Eastern Air. In front, Western Air can't take it. He's backed up by his teammate. Gets on it, smothered. Up they go. Ball comes down to ground again now. Good handball out there by Eastern Air. And that was Crettenden gets the ball onto his boot. Up forward. Who's going to get to first? Socket off the ground. Oh, fortuitous. Comes to Western Air. He runs hard. Goes out wide to centre wing. Over the back of the pack here. Oh, sitting it back there. But that will be out of bounds without a touch. And there, that was Darryl Coleman. Couldn't quite get a touch on that one. And the umpire says, yes, it's definitely out, and it will be a free kick to the Eastern Air team. Looking now, taking his time, not sure where to go to. Just going to bang it long, I'd imagine. Yeah, going to try a torp too. Oh, big torp. Love it. Over the back of the pack. No one ready for that one. Eastern Air first to it, picks it up. That was player number Jackson Allen. Gets it over the top. It's all Western Air, though. Madigan now picks it up, dodges, gets the ball onto his boot. Out wide. Looking for out there, Coots. Coots can't take it. He's beaten to the ball. Good tackle there. That now Western Air get the ball clear. Touches the ball on the ground. Goes half forward. Out there was Boland. He can't take it. Eastern Air first to it. Get the hands onto the footy. Bit of a scramble over there, the far side of the ground. Off the ground, Boland. Doesn't go anywhere. Eastern Air get the ball. A big handball into the middle. Now, that's, of course, Turner. Turner now goes out wide, but it's all Western Air. Madigan dodges one way, then the other, gets the ball out. Little short pass there by Western Air. Now the ball goes long, bangs an ugly kick up there. No one can take the mark. Who's at the back of the pack? Western Air first, gets the ball onto his boot. All goes right across the face of goal and untouched, and that'll be a free kick to the Eastern Air side for last touch. About seven different ways, that ball.
I'm still coming back. Lincoln Surf MVP award. Give it to Seth Gregory for the torp right now. That was the most beautiful torp I have seen.
You haven't seen many then, have you?
Well, it's the most beautiful torp I've seen in the Aussie rules that I've called here in Port Lincoln. Kicking goes short from Eastern Air. Western Air going to get it back. This could be a problem. Instead, it's going to be locked into the contest. A little bit fortunate there for Eastern Air. Umpire calls for a ball up. It's going to happen around about 30 metres from home at the southern end of Ravendale Oval. Western Air try and win the tap out. No good. That's got to be a sling tackle, surely.
Nope.
No, he's going to call for a ball up. Well, the
different umpire, mate, that makes
a
difference.
Okay, fair enough. And umpire will put it into the air once more. Tap out one, not really won by anyone there. Eastern Air can't clear the crumb, and it's at the bottom of the pack, and the umpire will call for yet another ball up. So Eastern Air look like they're content to try and lock it in and just try and edge it away nice and slow. Tap out one by Western Air that time. And now are they going to be able to get it away? Everybody overruns it. Western Air, they tried to drag it back in there.
He pulled it in.
Yes, he did pull it in, yes. I thought he was calling an incorrect disposal there. I wasn't sure what that
one
was.
Brought it back
into that's
it.
What I thought. And now Eastern Air will get the ball clear, and almost a good effort there from Thomas Turner following the path of the ball, and they can't get it out, can they? And no, they can't, so the umpire will call for yet another ball up, this one happening just outside the centre square here at Centenary Oval. Umpire goes into the air. Eastern Air win the tap out. They waited for the ball to come down. Western Air went up before acceptances. They get the ball back. Was that a correct disposal?
Ball, yeah.
No, it wasn't. Incorrect disposal. Call against Darcy Best. So the free kick will go the way of Eastern Air. That's an ordinary kick, but it somehow finds Thomas Turner. He's been absolutely enormous for Eastern Air so far.
Yep.
Turner onto the right boot, kicking into the forward line. Can they tap?
Big split.
Punch out. Thought he probably could have taken the mark there instead. Decided to go safety first. Eastern Air can't get it clean. Western Air can't get it clean. Looking to soccer it off the ground. Now they'll try and kick
well
out.
Done.
And Western Air, if they can get this ball to sit, they have a little bit of room to move into. Can they actually get it to sit? No, they can't. Oh, two big bumps. And umpire calls play on. It was Monty Nichols getting it away. And now Campbell O'Brien kicks into the forward line. They can't take the mark clean. And it's going to be Tremaine Coleman trying to chase it down. Ball beats everybody over the line. And the umpire tells the boundary umpire to throw it in.
Okay, deep into attack now for Western Air. They would like another score here. Up it goes. Comes down. No one really gets a tap. Eastern Air, first hands onto the ball, but he's tackled strongly, and that's going nowhere, umpire says. We'll have to ball that up. And they're only about 20 metres out from the Western Air goal. They'll be really hoping they can get a score on the board here. Up it goes. Tap down, one by Western Air. Comes down to the back. Can't miss it, though. Eastern Air now. Chance to get it clear. Can't pick it up, though. Eastern Air backing onto it. Well done there. Gets a handball out. Ball knocked out there now. Just pushed along the centre wing. Again, the big fella there in Thomas Turner. He's tackled. Ball goes back into the pack. Umpire Staunton says no choice here but to ball it up about the half-forward flank for the Western Air side with Eastern Air desperately defending. Up they go. Good tap down there by Eastern Air. That was a beautiful tap by Gurney. Gurney now gets the ball forward. Eastern Air, though, in front. Now, this is open spaces here. It's a real race. Here we go. Look at him go.
Speed.
Soccer's off the ground. Smart footy. Just keep it going your way, son. That's what you've got to do. Pushes him out the way. Well done there by Bailey Joseph. Ball comes back now to Eastern Air. Gets the handball out. Western Air, though. Ball knocked on. Now, Eastern Air get the ball forward. Dobbins, he can't take. He's tackled strongly. Umpire says play on. What's he going to call? Holding the ball. Oh, gee, that's a tough call.
Well, he had it for an age.
Anyway, the ball comes out. Up they go. Oh, at the back. Here's a big chance. Eastern Air here. We'll run into the open goal. He's missed.
How does he miss?
Because he should have run all the way into the goals. But that's... Anyway, that's...
Zane Crittenden, I think it was.
he may rue that now on the Curtis of Sales and Service scoreboard. It's Western Air, 1-7. Dead level with Eastern Air, 1-7.
Unbelievable opportunity goes begging there for Eastern Air. Will they be able to get another opportunity like that? I doubt it. Yeah. Western Air bringing it back in. Lumbering and now deciding to kick out to the left wing. Flying high. Great mark taken there. Jay Polkinghorne doing very well. Now Polkinghorne looks up for a few options. Decides to go fairly low down the centre. Good spoil coming in there from Eastern Air, stopping the mark. Western Air picking up the crumb. They're playing on. And unfortunately, they couldn't mark it. Madigan fell over.
Good recovery.
He tripped. A good recovery, as you say, Beebs. Hand pass is an ordinary one. That's high. And the umpire calls it, and they're going to play on now. And hand pass over the top. Are they going to find themselves in a spot of bother here, Western Air? No, it's a good effort. Onto the right boot from Darcy Best. Into the forward line. Kick misses everyone over the back. Are they going to be able to chase it down? And I think that's Boland with it. Can he get possession? No, he can't. And now Western Air back with it.
Oh, yes, he does.
Again.
Misses.
And it goes away to the right for just the minor
He's
score.
He's dangerous, that little fella.
He
there.
Is very dangerous. I've got to say that Tremaine Coleman and Norman Boland combining very well up front for Western Air at the moment. So Eastern Air to bring it back in. Curtis of Sales and Service scoreboard. It's Western Air by a point. And we've played about 17 minutes on the Icon Sports Port Lincoln time clock.
Obviously play a lot of footy together at Kinnibba, those two lads.
Absolutely. Going to bring it back in. Although it's got Tremaine Coleman listed at Ceduna at the moment, so maybe he made the defection.
I thought it was Darryl Coleman from Kinnibba.
Umpire has found a free in the meantime, so the free kick is going to be taken by Fraser Gunn for Western Air, and the mark is not paid. It's play on, off hands. He's got to soccer it off the ground, surely. No, hand pass is taken easily by Western Air. It was intercepted away to the left-hand side.
Good effort Darcy by Darcy Best. Good effort.
Couldn't quite slot it. Curtis of Sales and Service scoreboard is Western Air, 139. Eastern Air, 117. We do it all this afternoon thanks to our number one team. ticket holder, Macclesport Lincoln, the home of local footy.
Okay, now, Eastern Air defending stoutly here, but Western Air peppering the goals. They come on playing it out to this far side. Up they go. No one can take the mark. At the back, it's Western Air. Gets the handball out now. Gets the ball on the boot quickly. In the position, though, is Eastern Air. They take the ball cleanly. Go into the centre area. Who's in the spot for the mark? Dobbins can't take it. Here's a chance now for Eastern Air again. He picks it up. Gets a very good handle out. Can he handle it? Oh, ball taken away, though. Now, umpire says, no, that's fine. Madigan takes a good mark in the centre of the ground. Gets up quickly. Looking for and finding, is that one of the... That's number 21. That's Darryl Coleman. He goes looking for his full forward up there. Oh, that's a good tackle. That's holding the ball. Had no awareness there, the Eastern Air player. And that looks like, is it Chris Coutts?
Chris Coutts.
Chris Coutts now. He's going to line up from a very important kick here. He's only about 25 out. Doesn't look very big, though. Can he get? No, he's not going to make the distance. He does.
I think it's sprayed it anyway.
To the right-hand side. And on the Curtis Sales and Service scoreboard, it's Western Air, 1-4-10. They lead Eastern Air, 1-1-7.
Nearing the end of this first half, Eastern Air to bring it back in, going out to their right wing. It's going to fall short, misses everybody. And now Western Air, going to be first to the ball. It's a mongrel. Old kick floating back in for Madigan. Madigan, oh, turns on the speed. Nice move. Onto the left. Boom!
It's a goal.
It's through.
Great goal.
Madigan. What a play. That's a definite contender for the EP Surf goal of the day. Make it your goal to look great with EP Surf. I think Madigan could even be in contention for the Lincoln Surf MVP award at the moment as well.
He's playing very, very well. And, again, he's got good skills. Great turn of foot there, dodge, weave, and then on that left foot, bang. And just snuck it in for a goal, but a very, very important one. On the Curtis and Sales and Service scoreboard, it's Western Air. There goes the siren to end the first half with Western Air leading 2-4-16 to Eastern Air, 1-1-7.
And take us through the goal kickers, Beebs.
Okay, for Western Air, we've got Norman Boland 1 and Cade Madigan 1. And the goal kicker for the Eastern Air side is Kobe Doling.
And we'll have all the action from the second half here at Ravendale Oval in this final regular round match of the 2022 Kinlow Cup. Western Air at the moment on their way to the grand final, leading 2-4-16 to 1-1-7 at half time. We'll be back with all the second half action next on 765 AM, 93.9 FM, and the
iHeartRadio
app on 5CC.
5CC Sideline View, brought to you by our number one ticket holder, McDonald's Port Lincoln, the home of footy.
Cleve Foodland offers friendly service, great weekly specials, and pride themselves on having the freshest fruit and veg. This week's Market Fresh specials are Has Avocados, $1.40 each, or 2 for $2.50. 250 gram packs of Arnott's Yo-Yo Biscuits, $1.65 each. And Australian Lamb Shanks, just $13.50 a kilo. Cleve Foodland, locally owned and part of your community for over 50 years.
Foodland, the mighty South Aussies, yeah.
I heard 5CC. Listen to Good Morning EP anywhere you go on iHeartRadio. At home, in the car, anywhere you are.
All day at work, they keep me company on my long drive.
Makes my kids dance.
So much awesome music.
iHeartRadio.
I love it.
I dance around and I sing along.
Download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to 5CC. iHeartRadio, the only audio streaming app you need.
iHeartRadio.
This quarter on 5CC's Sideline View for our number one ticket holder, McDonald's Port Lincoln, the home of footy.
And welcome back to Ravendale Oval. It is halftime in this final regular round match of the 2022 Kinlow Cup, and it is Western Air 2-4-16 leading Eastern Air 1-1-7 at half time. And as we did mention at the start, if this score does continue as it is, Western Air will go straight through to the decider. And if Eastern Air can mount a comeback, then we're going to have to go into the numbers and the calculators and everything that you can imagine. And at the end of the day, it could get interesting because Lincoln City are still here warming up. So they like their chances if Eastern Air can get a result. So Lincoln City obviously still optimistic that Eastern Air can get something going on. I have to say in our 5CC commentary box. Thankfully, we have a very large commentary box, Beebs, because yeah. I think we've got more people in the box than outside here at Ravendale at the moment.
Oh, there's not a bad crowd out there now. It's, now the rain's stopped for a little while, but yeah, look, so obviously Lincoln City, well, they did have a good good win in that second game against East Nair, so their percentage is pretty good. So they would be fairly mindful if, unless an East Nair win and win really, really well, you would think that they are in the box seat to make that final against Lincoln Districts.
Yep, absolutely. Peddler Cup scores coming through. East Nair 21, Wyala 18, Port Lincoln 29, Great Flinders 14. That's in the Division 1. So we've got games just underway at the moment. East Nair versus Port Lincoln and Western Air versus Great Flinders in the second division. We're just waiting for those scores to come through in the match between East Nair, Port Lincoln and Western Air. And in fact, those scores have just come through right now. And it was Port Lincoln 32, Eastern Air 24, and Great Flinders 32, Western Air 22. So we're waiting for a grand final to be calculated.
Port Lincoln and somebody.
And, well, you would think so. Just turn your mic up there towards yourself.
Calling to someone.
Yeah, you would think so. And we'll also have a decision on the Division 1 Grand Final probably around half an hour from now, maybe at the conclusion of this game, Biebs.
Yes, we hope we'll have the scores and who's in that going to be in that final. But, look, a very, very important half of footy here for both, well, Lincoln City and Western Air. Western Air in front at the moment. If they can stay that way, they will make the final against Lincoln District. So a very only one goal, three in it. So a very, very important second half here, mate.
Umpire with the ball in hand gets the all clear, and now we are ready to get underway. And it is flying high. Oh, Eastern Air did well to win the tap out. They're trying to get the soccer on, and unfortunately not quite there for Zane Crittenden, I think it was. Western Air back with it. They decide to bomb away to their right.
Oh, good.
That's a good mark taken. Strong effort there from Bailey Matters. He does matter, Beeves. That
he
answers
does.
Your question from earlier. Kick forward, and it's spoiled from Western Air. They can't pick up the crumb. And now, was that incorrect disposal? Umpire says, let's ignore it. No prior opportunity. Oh! Flying high.
Well, he got pushed.
Was there a hold? Yes, there was. Absolutely. It's going to be play on here.
Bolden.
In fact, it was a free. Madigan spoils the kick. And big, big contest there on the side. Big contact. Umpire calls play on.
Oh, it's high.
Oh, and he decided to lay in for a little bit afterwards. Yeah, I'm not surprised that the Eastern Air players aren't thrilled with the contact. And I think that's going to be... I don't think that's Thomas Turner back there.
I think they've both got the same number on.
No, the 4 and the 11... Oh, the 14, 14 and the 11 are very
14,
similar.
Yeah.
You're quite right
Seth Gregory.
On that. And as we say that, a 14 is similar. It's actually Campbell O'Brien for Western Air in Guernsey 14, carrying it across the boundary line. Boundary umpire to throw it in right in front of us.
Okay, umpire now throws it in. Ruckman, big Ruckman there for Western Air, comes to the ground. Eastern Air, can't take it. Western Air, get a handball. No, now they're tapping around. Gets onto his left foot. Well done there by Aiden Turner. Ball goes forward. There gets the ball out. Oh, the handball from there, Thomas Turner. Didn't go anywhere except to the Eastern Air player. In front. Oh, good mark there. And that's taken by Brady Ashman. He now goes forward, looking for... And, oh, can't take the mark there, Bowen. It comes to Big 22. Lines up the goals, and that's a very, very good goal. And that's for Lachlan Bazine. And that is his first goal for the game, and a very, very important one there for the Western Air side. They move on now to 3-4-22. They lead Eastern Air 1-1-7.
All right, let's see how far we can go with the commentator's curse. I'm going to say that seals it.
Oh,
I'm going to say Western Air through to the grand final.
Oh, okay, there you go.
If there's a commentator's curse, it's going to happen now.
And you've done it very well, because that's a big call. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see.
Plenty of time for him as well.
Exactly. You've caught it a bit early. I don't think the fat lady's even getting her throat warmed up at the moment.
I can see a couple of people around us very excited about what the next 15 minutes holds now, because the comeback's on.
Okay, up they go. And then it comes down to Madigan. He gets the handball out. Western Air, good handball there by Eastern Air. They go forward now. Ball comes to the player there in Hartwood. Couldn't take it. Fought back brilliantly there again by Hartwood. Got back when he knew he should have taken before. In front. Comes dead to the ground now. Turner. Turner goes forward. No one home. For all the ball. He's got
touch.
A touch on.
That
was a fantastic lead break by Warney. Anyway, the ball comes out. It's 1 point only. Ball comes out. Looks like that's gum now. He slows it down. Goes short. Looking for and finding his teammate out there. I can't see who that is. That number's too far away from my eyes to see. But he plays on quickly. Goes short again. But it's straight into a pack there of Eastern Air players, and they take the mark. They'll bang the ball back into the forward line. goes short, looking for and finding, I think that's Hartwig. Hartwig now gets onto his left, goes to centre-half forward, in front, Western Air gets the ball knocked down. Western Air come away with it nicely. Good play out there, but gets it straight back. Hartwood can't take it. Gets the ball, fumbles, gets back on it again. Pressured by Western Air. Good stuff. He knocks it away from the Eastern Air player. Umpire says play on. No, it's out of bounds. I thought they'd all stop for some reason, and they did because it was out of bounds. Just over in front of the Kerrisdale Service scoreboard with Western Air, 2-4. No, is it 2-4?
The scoreboard hasn't been updated, so it's 3-4 to 1-2.
Okay.
And boundary umpire attempts to throw it back in, and it's an unsuccessful throw, so I think we're going to see the boundary umpire hand it back to the central umpire, who does ball it up. Tap out not really won by anyone. Eastern Air first to the crumb. They can't get clean possession. Western Air pick it up. Ball goes to ground, and the umpire decides to do it all again. So I'll just make sure that we've got that score right. It's 3-4, 22 to 1-2-8 on the scoreboard, and Eastern Air win the tap out, and it's going to be play. Kick is partially smothered. Western Air try and pick up the crumb, get the kick over the top of the ruck, and now it only goes as far as Eastern Air. They're going to try and hand pass and set themselves up, and it's a very good effort going through, and it's off hands. Western Air get the ball back. That's a great torp as well, getting it right out, and now Eastern Air, he's called it, holding on. Oh, I think that's a harsh call, because it'll have to go the way of Eastern Air. Now it does. I thought he might have been caught in possession, but umpire says that it's going to be a free to Eastern Air. They decide to go short. Mark is taken. They need something, and they need it quickly. They still haven't put the third goal on for Western Air at this point in time. They have updated the Eastern Air behind, and now Eastern Air kicking into the centre square. That's a good mark taken there by Ashton Hartwig. Your man, Beebs, throws it onto the left boot, sends his man on the chase. Oh, fall over. It's going to be Eastern Air first to the ball. Can they get some steady? Oh, big shot.
Bump. That's a
big
good bump.
Big shot put on Aidan Turner.
Yeah.
And is he going to call
Why was that a free
late?
Kick?
I have absolutely
late?
No idea. That's the only thing I can come up with, because it certainly wasn't high.
No.
Aidan Turner playing on, kicking to a man in the centre. Oh, big fly and spoil.
Well, that hurt. Gum, I think.
Now, who's going to be able to get it? Eastern Air back with, beating one on the right boot. And does it fly? It flies through. Here's the comeback. I called it. St. Crittenden, I think, is the man who has slotted it. I did say that they were home and hosed, but Eastern Air now making maybe a little bit of a contest of it. It's Western Air 3-4-22. Curtis' sales and service scoreboard. Eastern Air 2-2-14. See, I told you we were in for a great finish.
How are you? You put the moggers on, not me this time.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I put the moggers on. I wanted to finish like this.
I've already done it to Great Flinders. I don't want to do it to another side. So, look, a very important goal, and now we've only got an eight-point game. So back in the middle. And for the Dobbins in for West, it's a free kick.
Oh, we got a free?
It must be something to do with the square or zoning or something there. So it's a free kick. And it looks like Hartwig, is it, going to take it? Or is it Ruckman? No, can't see from here.
Well, we've got the other umpire signalling something as well.
Number 11. No, it's play on now. And Eastern Air going along. Here they come. Here come Eastern Air. The Western Air team have stopped to a walk. Oh, well taken there by Western Air. Now he goes long. Oh, that's straight through. Oh, good mark. Plays on quickly. Number 7, is it? And he's kicked a goal.
Hartwig, your man.
Yeah, he's done it. That's a great goal, Ashton Hartwig. And here they come. You have absolutely put the mockers on Western Air. They will not like you.
I told you I wanted to finish.
And here we have it on the Curtis of Sales and Service score, but it's now Eastern Air, 3-goal-20. They trail Western Air, 3-4-22. And it has been all Eastern Air in the last spot. Only about three minutes, but they have just owned the footy for those 3 minutes. And they have put two great goals on the board. And we're in for a finish now.
We played about 7.5 minutes on the Icon Sports Port Lincoln time clock. Umpire with the ball in the centre.
Lincoln City will be hoping that now it's a free kick to Western Air. It's all about the zoning. They're not in their right zones. The umpire's explaining it to them. Now, the big fella in Dobbins kicks it forward. Oh, good mark. That was there, Polkinghorne. He goes to go forward now. He'll go long. No, he's looking for short pass. Oh, it's horrible. In front, Western Air breaks a tackle. Get it on to Madigan. Madigan on his left. Has a go. Yes, he's kicked a goal. That's a great goal from Madigan. That's the reply. That's his second for the day here at the Ravendale Oval in the 2022 Kinloe Cup, the game between Western Air and Eastern Air, with Western Air trying to win this game and get into the final this afternoon against Lincoln Districts.
And on the Curtis Sales and Service scoreboard, Western Air 4-4-28, Eastern Air 3-2-20. Cade Madigan, definitely a leading contender out of this game for the Lincoln Surf MVP award. Look good, keep warm with Lincoln Surf. Umpire with it in the middle. We'll throw it in the air. Eastern Air need a comeback goal and they need it quick, but Western Air first to the crumb. They get the contact out of the middle and the ball into their half forward line. No one can mark it. Boland wanted it and Western Air deciding to just take it to ground. Umpire will call for a ball up 52 metres from home.
No one was getting that ball away from Polkin. He said, I'm just going to dive on it.
Umpire sends it into the air. Tap out. Missed by everybody. Falls to ground. Eastern Air back with it. They can't get clean possession. Western Air first onto it. Nice little shepherd provided there. Can they get it on the half volley? No, they can't. Misses everybody, but Western Air still first to the contest. And now it's going to be a right foot. It's a bit like your golf shot, Beebs. You knew where it wanted to go, but it didn't get anywhere near it in the end. And unfortunately, Jay Polkinghorne, no luck there. So Eastern Air will get the ball back.
Strange how we never mentioned your golf.
That's because I haven't swung a club in about 15 years.
Is there a reason for that?
Because I'm much better at putt-putt. Eastern Air back with it in their left back pocket. They need to go long. Maybe it's time for another one of those torpedoes. And they're just going to drop punt away to this left wing.
Great mark. Huge effort.
Magnificent grab from Polkinghorne. He could be in contention for the Lincoln Surf MVP award.
He's played a great game.
Goes short, finds Jay Johns. Johns goes short again, and the mark is taken.
Western Air have settled, mate. They've settled.
They've settled. Overcome the commentator's curse. Darcy Best with it. And if he can slot this, then it really must be over, surely.
You would think so.
You would think. But Darcy Best still has to slot it. Here we go. He's going to be kicking from pretty much on 50, maybe just inside. Darcy Best moving in. Kicks from 49 on the right boot. It's drifting away to the left-hand side. Was there a hand on that, or did it miss everything?
No,
there's a hand on it.
He's called throw it in.
So the umpire tells the boundary umpire to throw it in that left forward pocket for Western Air. Still a chance for them to seal it here. We've played 10 minutes on the Icon Sports Port Lincoln time clock. Boundary umpire throws it in. Tap out.
Back.
And right foot
Madigan.
Snap. Madigan, I think he might just be the winner of, if we had one to give out already, because we've got a grand final to come yet, but the Lincoln Surf MVP award. Cade Madigan is having an absolutely storming game out there for Western Air at the moment. Clearly best on ground. Massive goal for Western Air. That surely puts them through to the grand final after Eastern Air almost overcame.
I don't even think you can put the mockers on him
no,
now.
No, I don't think they even my
this,
curse.
This Madigan is a class player. He's skillful. He's quick. He's got so many footy attributes and footy smarts as well. And it was a great effort by him.
Western Air 5-4-34. Eastern Air 3-2-20. Curtis Sales and Service.
Back in the middle. Up the ruck and go. One by there was Gurney. Gurney gets it down, but it comes back now to Eastern Air. Gets on his left foot, looking for the short one. Over the top of his head. Picks it up well. Number 14 there. That's
Seth Gregory.
Seth Gregory. He goes long. Over the back. Here's a chance now. Sock it off the ground. Sock it off the ground.
Yeah, and the Western Air player has run straight into the goalpost, and he is in all sorts of agony down there.
He's up. I didn't think he was going to come back till next week from that one, but he's got up, and it's a one rush point. A great effort there by that young fella. Brought in for Western Air, comes over the back. Picked up by Western Air player. He gets a handball. Good handball. He drops what he should have taken, the Western Air player. Now they're back in it. Umpire says play. The ball comes out again. Western Air, just a scrubby kick. What's he called? A free kick to... He's called a throw. So now it's the Eastern Air player. I can't see what's that number. You might be able to see that key.
I can't quite make it out, unfortunately.
Anyway, the Eastern Air player, he's going to kick from 45. He won't make the distance. Kicks from 50, in fact. Good effort, though. Puts it up in the square. Up they go. Spoiled down. Western Air first to it. Sock it off the ground. This will be a free kick if it goes out. Did he touch it? Yes, the boundary ump says he's touched it. So it'll be a throw-in in the left forward pocket for the Eastern Air side. The boundary ump gets ready to throw the ball in. They need a goal now, Eastern Air. If they've got any chance, they need to get it. But it comes away. Western Air Ball comes back to Easton. He's fumbled. Handball now to Easton again. Now it's Seth Gregory. Gets on his... Oh, that's an ugly kick. And that will be out on the full. And it will be a free kick to Western Air to be brought back in by Campbell O'Brien. And I think it's just about the end of the penny section here. This game will go to Western Air. That's a short kick. Who's in front? That man, again, Madigan. He has just played an amazing game of footy. He has been everywhere, defence, attack.
They wrote a song about him. I've been everywhere, man.
Yes, exactly. Now, Western Air, bring it through. Wayne Hasseldine. Hasseldine, he drops, gives it to Madigan. Madigan just breaks the tackle, just flicks the hips. Now goes short, looking for, can't find his player there. Easton Air back on. Oh, he's tackled strongly. Great tackle.
That's high.
No, he's called high.
Yeah, it did creep up a little bit.
Oh, very unlucky, I think. I don't think it was too much high in that. Anyway, Reef Tomley gets the ball into the middle. It's all Western Air. No, but they can't take it. Easton Air get the ball out quickly. Handball's out. Player down there. Hit hard. He goes on with it. Well done, Western Air. Umpire says play on. Ball comes out. He gets a handball out. It's just tap, tap, tap around. And the umpire says, going nowhere, boys. Let's ball it up.
I don't want to hear about your dancing lessons, Beavs. I want to hear about the game.
Umpire, a good tap dancer.
Umpire puts the ball in the air. Tap out one by Western Air. They're first to the crumb. And Eastern Air cannot get it clear. A tap out, not getting it clear. That's actually the plumbing problem I've got at my place at the moment. The kitchen sink's no good. But the umpire will put the ball up once again. And Eastern Air winning the contest there. And Turner flew that time. Can he get the ball clear out of the ruck? No, he can't. It's partially smothered. Socket. And now Western Air just get a kick forward going anywhere. Oh, I couldn't take it there. Opportunity there for Polkinghorne. Hand pass back over the top. Can he find Boland? Lost his footing, unfortunately.
Fell over his own shadow.
So Eastern Air now get the ball back and they send it straight back from whence it came. That's
mark.
A good mark. Really strong effort there. Western Air coming forward and killing off any last opportunity that Eastern Air had. It was a really strong effort there from Darcy Best. They decide to go forward now. Western Air, Boland. Oh, magnificent hand pass back in over the top. And the kick is away. Unfortunately, Jamari Ware couldn't put it away, but Boland, if he...
That goal umpire moves about as well as Quinn Dutchie.
Oh, I think Quinn's got him covered just quietly. Now, Eastern Air to bring it back in. Curtis' sales and service scoreboard. Western Air 5-5, Eastern Air 3-3. Yeah, you be careful. We'll get kicked out of here in a minute. As now Eastern Air bring it away to their left back pocket. And Eastern Air, they've still got it. Hand pass. And Western Air trying to get onto it. Was there a man
tackled
out the ball?
Yep.
Absolutely there was. I think that might be Ware again, is it? He's going to be, and he decides to play on in front, and Madigan, that's probably his first down.
Oh,
he's copped one right around the neck, and Madigan will line up the free. Even when he does something wrong, he does it right in the
end. I think it was young Ashwin that
they just haven't been able to go with them.
Bradley Ashwin kicked it into him.
Ever since that goal, that third goal for Eastern Air, almost got them back into the contest. I told you I could put a mock on somebody, and they almost did.
Hang on.
But Western Air just
take credit for anything, don't you?
I almost got Eastern Air there. But now Madigan moving in. He's going to be kicking from 45 on the left boot. I think he's dragged away to the right-hand side.
Got too close to the man on the mark.
5-6, 36, Western Air on the Curtis' sales and service scoreboard. Eastern Air, 3-3, 21.
Can't
we played about
time.
16 That's minutes on the Icon Sports Port Lincoln time clock.
So now, Easton, they need to go straight down the middle, but they're coming out this. Oh, there's an effort of a top, not a good one, but it's going to bounce a long way. It's going to first Easton Air get to it. Handball to nobody in particular. Oh, come through. There was Turner, went straight through. Ball comes out now. Easton Air a chance to go forward. Dribbling kick doesn't go anywhere. Back into it again. Western Air now goes short, looking for Madigan. What a surprise! I love the way he turns two different ways in one step. Now Madigan gets it across to his teammate there. In Johns. Johns gets a forward, but it's a good mark to Eastern Air in defence. Now he goes to and finds there Crittenden. Crittenden now. He will look into the middle. All dangerous kick, but it's a good one. And he finds that's number 14, Gregory. Gregory gets it back to his teammate. Oh, that was number Turner. He dropped what he should have taken. Western Air, pick it up. Dodge, turn, comes around, looks into the middle, and he finds Campbell O'Brien. O'Brien takes his time, goes long, pops it up in the air. Who's going to mark that? Oh, Western Air can't quite take it. Ball comes down, handball out. Breaks, gets it onto his left foot, not 15. Surely umpire says play on. Play on, yes, he does. Well, he kicks it a long way in the air.
What a bomb.
Oh, great mark.
No, he's called the push. Yeah, definite push there.
Yeah, he's called the push.
No question.
I can't argue with that one. Now, Eastern Air trying to get out of defence through Bailey Joseph. He goes out wide. Mm. Mark taken there by his teammate on the far pocket. Eastern Air need to move it and move it quickly if they're going to get back into this game. Western Air can't take the mark, but he recovers, runs past, goes now into the forward line, just low. No one can take the mark. Eastern Air come away with the ball. He goes short. Can't find anybody in particular. Gum, he picks it up. Well done, well tackled. Umpire says play on. Ball comes out now. Eastern Air pick the ball up quickly, trying to get it out. They need to get the ball moving. But tackle again. The ball comes out to Eastern Air. Now on centre wing. There's only three players in the vicinity. Two for Western Air, one for Eastern Air. Western Air win out and win out well. Kicking into the middle. Beauty. He drops what he should have taken. Recovers. Dodges. Gets the handball out. Western Air. Oh, he misses his handball completely, the Western Air player. Oh, he was going to kick there. He did.
Yeah.
Umpire said he did. So now it'll be a free kick in the centre of the ground for the Eastern Air side.
Yeah. Eastern Air, last chance to put another goal on, and it's Turner with it again. He's been good for them today. Thomas Turner, he decides to come out to the wing. That's not a great kick because Western Air can spoil. They got two in the contest. There's got to be a holding call there, umpire. He says no, it's play on. Ball at the bottom of the pack. Oh, he called it. Called it maybe a little early, or maybe Seth Gregory was a little late to get it out of there.
No, he was a little early, the umpire.
Does call for a ball up. Gregory wins the tap. Western Air first to the crumb. Can they get the ball out of the contest?
And cool throw.
John's with it, and he's called for the throw, so the free kick will go the way of Eastern Air, and even trying to just get the kick there.
There's the siren. Slips,
but that's it. And so Western Air are through to the grand final. They will play Lincoln Districts in about probably 20 minutes or so from now, maybe 15. Tell you what, it'd be interesting to see how Western Air back up now going into a grand final, back-to-back games.
Well, the thing about it, it's only just like playing a full game, really. So, you know, that's the luck of the draw. It's just the way it goes, and that's what a carnival's all about. Mm. You've got to be very resilient to win a carnival, and they've got their chance now.
That's exactly right. Curtis of Sales and Service scoreboard, full-time in his Western Air, 5-6-36, advancing to the Kinlo Cup Grand Final, defeating Eastern Air, 3-3-21. Goal scorers, Beavs.
Okay, for the Western Air, we had 1 to Norman Boland, 3 to Kane Madigan, and 1 to Lachlan Bazine. And for Eastern Air, it was 1 to Ashton Hartwig, 1 to Zane Cretton, 1 to Kobe Dolling. And best players, Ashton Hartwell was fantastic for Eastern Air, as was Thomas Turner, as was Seth Gregory. And for the Western Air side, Darcy Best was terrific. Jay Polgan was great. But easily best on ground, in my opinion, was Kane Madigan. Had a great game for the Western Air side and virtually carried them through to the final on his back.
So Madigan, leading contender for the Lincoln Surf MVP award. Look good, keep warm with Lincoln Surf. And so that leaves us with two teams to head through to the grand final, Western Air and Lincoln Districts, and that grand final is coming up next on 5CC's live and exclusive coverage of the 2022 Kinlo Cup from Ravendale Oval on 765 AM, 93.9 FM, and the
iHeartRadio
app on 5CC.